Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Divine Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Highlights of Upanishads. The title is Brihadaranyaka Upanishads, presented by Swami Jyotir Mayananda. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
On the Upanishads. Tonight, Swamiji will be lecturing on Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. This is series 2013, class number 43. And now, Pujya Atman Sri Swami Jyotirmanandji.
Om Purnamadaha Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Avashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. In Brihadaranyaka Upanishad, chapter 2, section 5, and mantras I'm going to cover are from 1 to 19. This section is known as Madhu Vidya. Vidya word is used for a special knowledge, knowledge relating to Brahman, which allows one to practice upasana. In simple terms, technique of meditation. So all techniques are called vidyas. And all these vidyas cover upper vidya. Paravidya is absolute. Madhu vidya. Brahman is to be meditated upon as madhu, honey. Upanishad has already introduced Brahman as raso vaisaha. Brahman is rasam. Go one step further. Rasam can confuse you. It may be, but rasi rasam. It's pure honey. Yam prithvi sarvesham bhutanam madhu. Asyai prithivyai sarvani bhutani madhu. Yashchayam asyam prithivyam tejo mayo yamritam mritamayah purushah ayam evasah. Yoyam atma, idam amritam, idam brahma, idam sarvam. The same style will follow. This earth is the honey for all beings. It's the purpose behind it to enable you to direct your mind to God, to build up Godward mind in a profound way. God is ever-present reality, and mind can't exist without God even for a moment. And nothing in the world can give the mind the joy that God gives. And now this is the paradox. In spite of all that, human mind goes through misery after misery and intense agony and pain. But the remedy lies in removing that illusion, ignorance that keeps the mind unaware of what underlies it. Important point, as that insight begins to develop that God is the innermost reality and God is the reality underlying all names and forms. Internally, because mind has only two choices, go internally or go out externally. And if you bring a cascading shower of understanding, internally and externally, you go inside, still it is showering. Externally, still it is showering. And what is showering? Nectar. Directed your mind, closed your eyes, your mind began to go into the arms of the Divine Mother or experience Divine love being God's love enfolding you, experience bliss. Use any name, whatever you feel easy for you. So, internal movement, mind feels thrilled. You have gone to the most exciting and most adventurous and most unique And when open your eyes, the divine grace is cascading on you. Everything that enters through your eyes, everything that you become aware of through your eyes, through your ears, through your senses, even general elements. If you open the window and or open your door and the breeze comes in, breeze was waiting for you with patience. And the breeze greets you. You in turn greet the breeze. That type of subtle sensitivities can be developed. And then build up more imaginations as you go out. You see flowers blossoming. Every flower is bringing to you a glimpse of divine presence. Every flower is smiling at you. You in turn smile at it. One day, scientists will say, yes, each time you smile, the flower received it. The people say, oh, science is so progressive. We didn't know that. It's the mutual interaction. The world outside and you with your with the inner world. Until internal world and out external world, both are nothing but filled with honey. That's called Madhu Vidya. Which put it another way. Lali mere lal ki jit dekhaun tit lal. Lali dekhan mai chali mai bhi ho gai lal. Soul is looking for love of the divine beloved, absolute love. And it goes out to look for divine love in this creation. And as sensitivity develops, find that divine being, divine self is hiding under every name and form. He's naughty. He does hide and seek. And you develop also the spirit of naughtiness. If you are hiding, fine, I'm going to find you. I'm going to seek you out. So it becomes a big fun. Hide and seek. Misery comes, God is hiding. Prosperity comes, you have found him. So there is a kind of sweetness behind adversity, behind prosperity. Sweetness behind all your experiences. Let's go, lali mere la, jit dekhaun tit lal. Wherever you turn to, instead of your mind sitting with the idea, oh, what a miserable world it is, and what a miserable world it is going to be, recalling all the data that's being poured out through the TVs and news media. Instead, if you hold that type of mind, agitated, you must realize you are creating for yourself a restless life, because that is not true. You are not looking at the world. The world is not known to the news media. All things are happening. So if you look at the ocean, so many commotion goes on, so many types of agitation. But they are all ocean's profundity, ocean's greatness, surging in all little waves. The divine profundity, divine ocean-like divine presence, surges through all names and forms. So therefore, as lali mere lal ki jit dekhaun tit lal, the secret behind seeing God in everything is develop expression of love. Love the things that you see, especially pour out your love in loving service of humanity around you. As that taste of divine love increases, your heart experiences sweetness. The world also responds to you in a loving manner. I'm not going into too much details, but let me go through the Madhu Vidya. This earth is the honey for all beings. Imagine if you didn't have the earth planet. You don't have to imagine much. And all beings on this earth, how they are well supported. By all beings, the finger is pointing to you. The earth is the honey for all beings. You are the honey for the earth. Earth loves you. Earth will be worth if there is no souls to attain enlightenment. Worth is meaningless. Matter will be meaningless if it has no purpose for the spirit. So therefore, earth is indebted to you for allowing the earth to help you to attain enlightenment. The earth is the honey for all souls, and every soul is the honey for the earth. This relationship between you and the earth is due to the Tejo Maya, Amrita Maya Purusha. The reality behind you and the earth is Brahman, the absolute love. Mabhi ho gai lal. When all things are seen in the light of divine love, then your very ego melts. Then there is neither you nor the world, neither subjective nor objective. There is absolute, effulgent self. Tejomaya means effulgent, full of light. Amritamaya, full of immortality, nectar. Purusha, one who abides in the Puri. I have explained that. In the physical, mental complex, body-mind complex, along with the causal body. That's Puri. Purusha is one who abides in this Puri. That Purusha is Brahman, the Absolute. So, what you are being led to understand that you are Purusha, essential. You are Brahman. And the world, the earth on which you sit, on which you are sustained, that earth is same Brahman, essential. You are Brahman, the earth is Brahman. And that Brahman is the honey of honeys. Therefore, you love yourself, you love the earth. The relationship between earth and you, all these are sustained on the basis of one profound reality, Brahman, who is the embodiment of honey. Anandamaya. Atham akasha sarvesham bhutanam madhu. Asya akashasya. Sarvani bhutani madhu, yascha yasmin akashe, tejo yamayo mritamaya purusha, ayameva saha, yoyam atma, idam amritam, idam brahma, idam sarvam. This akasha is the honey for all beings. Imagine the space, if space wasn't there, then how each time you feel suffocated, you want to get out of restrictions, get out into the space. And when we talk of space, there are three types of space. Bhutakash, the space of this practical world. Chittakash, space wherein the thoughts flow. When you put together 100 thoughts or more or less, what space? That space is psychic space. And behind this bhutakash and chittakash, chidakash, chit, pure absolute, pure awareness, that's the space. All creation goes on emanating from Brahman, and that absolute space allows space for everything, sustains it and withdraws it. And akasha, in every aspect, bhutakash, chittakash, chidakash. Chidakash, of course, is the highest honey of all honeys. But in every limited aspect, when you buy a house, you want spaciousness, artistic performance, dance, etc. What they do, they describe space. And therefore, performance becomes so wonderful. Flowers have special beauty in them because in bud form they were occupying little space. As they open up, they are defining space. When we do worship in the temple, each element is offered to God. An akasha element is offered in the form of flower. Air element is offered in the form of fragrance, and water element in the form of taste, fire in the form of light, and the earth in the form of paste. So learn to enjoy space and give a space to others in all the three planes, physical, subtle, causal. And you have a space enough. Your progress cannot be obstructed by anybody. Countless stars abide in the sky. They don't crash with each other. Whenever it happens, that's rare occasions. Therefore, God is worshipped. Gagan sadrisham vyomavat. He is like the sky. Tejomaya, amritamaya, amrit, deathless, imperishable, immutable. And with this, I will conclude. Om Shanti Shanti.